I'm here again with Jesse Thorne from The Sound of Young America, and I wanted to ask Jesse something because it's something I've wondered for a long time. You, my friend, have lived the dream, if I'm not mistaken, where you started your own show as a podcast, is that correct?
As a college radio show.
As a college radio show, and it got picked up by Public Radio International, right?
Yeah.
So can you talk about the process? Because, you know, a couple of people like Film Spotting, I know, they were just a podcast that got picked up by Chicago Public Radio. And I'm sure a lot of podcasters would like that.
The process was like this. One day I got a call from Public Radio International, and they said, would you be interested, if we were interested in you, would you be interested in signing with us? And I said, well, yes. And then I didn't hear from them for like 6 or 9 months, and I presumed that they were not interested, and the whole thing was an elaborate trick. And then they called and said, yeah, we are interested. And it's hard to say exactly what it was. I mean, I think, you know, I had been working to try and build connections in public radio and largely failing, but working really hard to do it over the course of many years by that point. And I think the success of the podcast helped a lot. And just circumstances were right. I mean, PRI was looking for a show that was sort of like my show. And it just kind of fit together. But on the other hand, you know, even though I'm with PRI now, it's still, you know, it's still a tough row to hoe, as they say.
How so?
Well, you know, public radio is very decentralized. Every station makes its own decisions. So I've got national distribution with PRI, and I'm on some really amazing stations like WNYC in New York, WHYY in Philadelphia. But, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and I'm not on the radio in Los Angeles.
Right.
So, you know, and...
So basically, it's difficult because you're not even more popular than you are, you're saying.
Well, I think it's easy to look at the Sound of Young America and assume it's more popular than it is. Let's put it that way. But I'm certainly proud and happy to be able to do what I'm doing, but... it's really just been, like, more than any one thing working, it's more just been the combination of all the different things, you know, the podcast and The Sound of Young America and Jordan Jesse Go and being on the radio and, you know, doing live shows and blogging and Twittering and, you know, all those things together are sort of what have allowed me to, you know, make a living at it, as opposed to what I always expected, you know, when I was in college, which was maybe one day I would just host a show and I would just make $80,000 a year and not be sweating it, you know?
Right. So you're saying that's not the case?
Well, I'm certainly sweating it. I'm not going to tell you how much money I make.
That's fair enough. What advice do you have for people who want to be where you are in 5 years?
I would say make something, make it regularly, work really hard to do a good job, try and connect with as many like-minded people as possible. Because it's those people who are going to help you. You know, I mean, I don't think I would be with PRI if it hadn't been for, you know, when I was still doing my show out of my apartment in San Francisco, I had John Hodgman on the show. And at the time, Hodgman had not yet been on The Daily Show or in the Mac commercials or any of these things. He was just an author.
Areas of my expertise.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we had a great interview, and he happened to be friends with the program director of WNYC in New York. And, you know, the program director of WNYC in New York sent me an email and said, hey, you know, we've got this slot where we usually play documentaries. Do you want to play the Best of Sound of Young America for a couple of weeks? And, you know, it was only because Hodgman had said, hey, I had fun on this weird show in Santa Cruz. You should listen to it. And he listened to it and liked it. And, you know, it's all you can do. All you can do is try as hard as you can to do a good job and put it out there and see if you can find people to help you out.
So the moral of the story is, get to know John Hodgman and he will help you out.
Dude, Hodgman has helped me. You have no idea how much John Hodgman has helped me. That is a kind, kind man, that John Hodgman.
Indeed, something we can all agree on. Well, how can people find more of your work again?
MaximumFun.org.
Thanks.